Siman Tov Reish Yud Aleph. Oh, just one touch up on Tov Reish Yud. The question we asked, we said that there's two different minhagim. A lot of questions we had, but in terms of the two different minhagim, which whether you have to light candles or not to light candles on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara says both of them are niskavein to keep him away from Tashmish Amita, which is Aser on Leil Yom Kippur. And I pointed out, well, you know, we have a whole simin that talks about all sorts of harchakos, and I mean, it's true many of them came later. But Lo Yochal Azavim Azava is a Mishnah Shabbos, and the one bed where Eliyahu Navi tells the woman who is screaming that Baruch Hamakom Sharago, because they were in the same bed. There are harchakos that go back to the times of the Mishnayos, and we don't find that this is one of them. So I guess it's to my Chavrusa Rav Ami Mirza from the Old City. And he discussed it today with Rav Nevenzel. And Rav Nevenzel said that all those other harchakos are, they're, sounded like a lower grade harchaka because they're keeping you away from an iser nida that is very chomer to you. But the iser of Tashmish on Yom Kippur is less chomer, and therefore it's not enough, and therefore it's lighter in people's eyes. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says, even if in ishta nida, but because it is lighter in the person's eyes, therefore he needs a super harchaka that doesn't appear in Yeridea Kuf Tzadi Hei over there. It's a super harchaka of either yet to light candles or in the bedroom, which would prevent anything from happening, or not to have any light at all in the entire house so he doesn't see her. Things that again seem very extreme. And what basically comes out, and this he didn't send this follow up question, but what seems to come out is, since all of our houses have at least some little bit of light over on Yom Kippur, and even if you're going to turn off every single light in the house, and you don't have little kids who are going to scream and go crazy, and even if you're going to do such a thing, which I don't recommend, so you're still going to have light from the outside. Like, we have street lights, and the houses are not, oh, you know, necessarily 100% dark. So what turns out is, it seems, I'm not Paskini, but what comes out is you need to have a light on in the bedroom, and not a Shabbos lamp where you can easily open it and close it. Like, you need to have like a little night light on in the bedroom for Leil Yom Kippur. That seems to come out, but we should ask a rabbi. Okay, right. I don't want to discuss this again anymore. There's so many things there that are hard to understand. Let's move on. Okay, so we are up to Tov Reish Yud Aleph. This is a very juicy siman, gets into the meat and potatoes of Hilchos Yom Kippur. So we have two psukim, at least, that talk about fasting on Yom Kippur. One pasuk talks about V'inisem es nafsho seichem, which is a mitzvah aseh. And it was asked a few weeks ago, well, why are women chayev in Yom Kippur if it's a mitzvah aseh? So there's numerous answers, but it's not only a mitzvah aseh, it's also a lav. And the lav, I didn't look into this 100%, but the pasuk that they bring down is ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo su'une be'etzem hayom hazeh, anyone who's not afflicting himself on Yom Kippur, v'nichrasa me'ameha. That's the pasuk that says kares, and kares goes with two exceptions, goes with the lav. That seems to be the lav. Okay, now, the last perek of Yuma, the first seven prakim of Yuma, talk about the avodas, basically avodas Yom HaKippur in the Beis HaMikdash. The last perek is the one that's relevant to Halacha LaMaisa, perek Yom HaKippur. The Mishnah begins, Yom HaKippurim Aser Ba'achila Uveshtia, Uverechitza, Uvesicha, Uvene'ilas HaSandal, Uvetashmish HaMita. That's Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the first Mishnah and the last perek. Then the Gemara on Ayin Vav, Ayin Dalet, Ayin Vav, Ayin Vav asks, where do we get the chameshet inuyim from? Amar Rav Chisda kineged chamisha inuyim shabatayra. The word inuy appears five times in the psukim about Yom Kippur, and that's where we get five inuyim. Rabba and Rav Yosef, a couple of daf earlier, want to say, how do you know that Yom Kippur is aser berechitza v'sicha v'nidas asan v'tashish amita? Tamid omar shaboson shavos. Shabbos, Shabboson, there's extra Shavuos, there's extra, quote-unquote, resting in the Inui department, which Rashi explains, the Hosif al-Inui of Achila Ushtia Ka'asi. And then the Gemara over there says, even though Yom Kippur is usher with all these things, the Issur Kares is only on eating, drinking, and doing malacha, not on the other four inui. Now, the question is raised, what is the status of these other four inuyim? Okay, the Gemara says, Mufurish, that there's no Issur Kares. Is it also min HaTorah? Is it also min Rabbanah? So, the way the Rishonim deal with this is pointing to another few Mishnayos and Gemaras. Actually, it's actually the same Mishnah. The same Mishnah, at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, says, HaMelech VeHaKala Yirchatzu Pneihem, a king and a kala, a bride. I was just in touch with someone today. He's making a chasana tomorrow. So his daughter, well, I don't know if his daughter or his daughter-in-law, will have the status of a kala, who officially, whether we rely on this bizman hazeh or not, the discussion, but, and we're not there yet, but the melech and the kala are allowed to wash their faces on Yom Kippur. A chaya, a woman who had a baby recently, tin oles a sandal, divir belaza, v'chacham osrim, a machlekes, if she's allowed to wear leather shoes. Then it talks about Mishi Yeshu Chatit in Barosho. He has some issue in his hair. He wants to do Sicha. He wants to smear his hair with some oil to take out these Chatitin. That's okay. If his hands are dirty, he can wash them. So we have a lot of leniencies over here. So a number of Rishonim come along and say, let's say the Rush brings down from the Ri and the Riva, if this was awesome in a Torah, then we wouldn't be so lenient. It must be that it's only awesome in the Rabbanan, and all the psukim that are brought down over here are asmachta ba'alma. And that's why we have room, it's the Rabbanan, and hey mamru, chazal have, it's, since it's only in the Rabbanan, the chazal have the leeway to tell us exactly, you know, the parameters. The Rambam and many others hold that they're all the Oraisa. If they're all the Oraisa, so how are we makil in things that, you know, we're not usually so makil when dealing with a din Oraisa? So there's basically two approaches. The Ran holds that he brings down from Rabba and Rav Yosef. It's learned out from the word Shabbason. It's from a ribui in the Pasuk. And therefore, because it's not explicit and it's just a ribui in Shabbason, it is more lenient. And it is Doraisa, Umasra Nakosuv Lechachamim. And the Torah gave the authority, it's Doraisa, but the Torah gave the authority to the Chachamim to describe the parameters of each of these other four Inuyim, which leaves room for them to be Mako in wherever they see fit. Melech, Kala, Chaya, Lechadoyma. We have a similar thing by Cholamoed. Cholamoed. Many hold is Melachas Doraisa, but Masra Kosov Lechachamim for them to decide what is Mutter and what is Aser. Now, there is another Mahalach which fits in with most of these cases, but not all of them, and that's the Mahalach of the Yireim and the Toisus Yishanim. Toisus Yishanim actually right there on the spot in Yuma, and that is really the Inuyim Doraisa. But Minatayra, Rechitza and Sicha is only Kol Gufo. Or perhaps there's a discussion of Rubo Kikulo. But just washing your face, or just washing your hands, that's only Asa Midrabanan. And therefore, Chazal have the right to say, okay, Rechitza mixes Gufo is Asa Midrabanan. But in these cases, we're going to be Mekel. Now, I didn't see how that fit into Ne'ila Sasando. The fact that the Chaya who had a baby is allowed to wear shoes. They point out it's not dealing with a life-threatening situation, clearly. Chachamim are Osrim, Sakri de Belaz of Yimekil. Okay, that doesn't fit in. But all the other cases, Melech and Kala fits in, Chatatim Barosha fits in, Yodav Miluchlochos Betit fits in. So, either you could say, so again, there's three Mahalchim. Either it's all Durabanan, that's the Rosh, Mishem, Ri, and Riva, or it's Doraisa. If it's Doraisa, it's a little bit more difficult. How could Chazal be Mekel? The Ran says, Masran HaKosav LeChachamim, and therefore it's Doraisa, but the Chachamim are going to determine exactly what part of Sicha is Doraisa, and which part of Sicha is Mutter, and therefore they could be Mekel where they see fit. Or it is Doraisa, But only Daraisa Kol Gufo, and here we're not dealing with Kol Gufo, and Mixes Gufo is only Durabanan, and that leaves room for the Chacham to be Mako in the cases that they think we should be Mako by Rechitza and Sicha. The Shar HaTziyon points out that according to the Rav's Mahalach, could very well be that even Rechitzas Mixes Gufo would be Aser Min HaTorah. I mean, that's the Mahalach of the Yirei and Tosa Shishana, which answers up this Kasha, but the Ran, who has a total, whose Mahalach is Masan HaKasa the Chachamim, so it could very well be that Panim is Daraisa, that alone is Daraisa, but it's Masan HaChachamim, and Chachamim allowed the Kala and the Melech. Yeah. I hear, I don't know, it could be there is such a mahalach. I'm not sure. Okay, let's see the Shulchan. Tarf Reish Yid Aleph Sif Aleph. Yom HaKippurim Leilo Ki Yomo L'chol Davar. The night of Yom Kippur is like the day L'chol Davar, the Mishabura says, because the Pasuk says, D'chsiv Mi Erev Ad Erev. So, I don't want to get into it, I didn't look too much into this. I don't understand, like, I don't know. Do we have a ribui on Shabbos to tell me that Friday night has the same status as Shabbos? Whatever I can't do Shabbos morning, I can't do Friday night. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan just says it's Poshet, and he doesn't feel the need to bring a Poshet. Okay, Leilo Kiyom Chol Davar. Umayim Adorma Asurim Bo, Melacha, Achila Ushtia, Rechitza, Sicha, Nila, Sasando, Tash, Mishamita. Ve'ein Chiv Koreis, Ela Al Melacha, Va'achila Ushtia. So that's the Gemara says Mefurash, Malacha, Achila, Shtia is Kares, everything else is not Kares. What's the status of everything else? Okay, hold on, Mishbura explains Sivkat the Beis, the Gemara, Yafinalu, Mekamik, Kroi, the Kol Hani, Nikra, Inui, Umemela, Kulu, Bechlau, Vinisem, Es Nafsho, Seichem. So they're all included in the puzzle. Ve'ein Chiv Kares, Ella, Aval, says the Mishbura, Sivkat and Gimel, Enoch, the others, Eibam Ela Isura Greda. Mikomakam. So there's no Issa Kares, it's just an Issa Greda. Issa Balma. What kind of Issa? Yesh Omrim Shahu Min HaTorah. Dal Yalfinalu Bishas Mikroi. It's learned out from Sukkim. And the Sharatzian lines up the sides, the Shiltas. Mashmoz Bahag. Rambam Iter. Yureyim. Okay, then he brings out from the Yureyim. Dil Daita Lo Asim Midaraisa Ela Rechitzas Kol Gufo. Only most of the body to wash, or here he doesn't talk about anointing, but same thing. Only rubo kikulo would be asur min haTorah. Mashenke miuto ain't element rabbanon. Umishumzeh kilu kazeh with the melech and the kala. Okay, but the feast verse haran l'shita zu the tama hetter mishum the masra akos of the chachamim lahati lefi ruus einayim that the Torah gave it over the authority to the chachamim to determine what exactly is included in the Torah prohibition of washing and anointing on Yom Kippur im kein eshet the b'shar makomos afil be miuto asam in haTorah. Then it could be that even washing a small part of the body will be asam in haTorah and v'tzarech iim. So, the first mahalich is that everything is aser min haTorah, a whole slew of Rishonim. The Eish Omrim continues in the Mishabur, Sif Katon Gimel, She'en Ela Midrabanon. What do you do with all the Psukim? Ukroi Esmachta Ba'almaninu. The Psukim are an Esmachta. V'naf Gemina, the Inyan Eza Safek, some sort of Safek, the Reis Ulchom Adrabanon Lekula, Ula Maisa Ra'ui Lahachmir. On the Durabanan team, the Shar HaTzion lists Rabbeinu Tam, Veri, Riva, Rosh, Ritva, Meiri. And Shar HaTzion, Ois Gimel, the Mishnah points out, the Magen Avraham saw some Zeh Shum in HaTorah. The Magen Avraham just says that the Sharinim are awesome in HaTorah, but the Shar HaTzion says, V'hu Shaloi B'dikto Kani Yazdaiti. It's not accurate, says the Shar HaTzion. Ki you plucked the Durabbas, like a Shabayana, because it's a major league, Machlokas Rishonim. The Gamma Bachlo Kosov, El de la Maisa, Roy Lahachar, Kidvarenu, La Maisa, we treat it like a Daraisa, we go Lachumra. But the emes is that it's not exactly Mukhran, there's a whole slew of, a whole lineup of Rishonim on both sides. He said, Nafkimina is some sort of suffix. Okay, Siv Beis. The famous Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Zayin Amud Beis tells us, "Ain bein Shabbos liyom Kippurim, ela shezez dono be the adam vezez dono be kares." We know that Yontif has a lot of leniencies. Mishum ach hashem yechel chol nefesh hu levado yesel lechem melechas ochol nefesh is mutter by Yontif, but that does not apply to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is exactly like Shabbos, except that the punishment for Mazid is Skila bidei Adam by Chilul Shabbos, and by Chilul Yom Kippur, it is Kares. Then the Gemara in Shabbos, Andav Kuf Yudalid Amud Beis and Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph, okay, brings down a brisa. Yom Kippur, it's a discussion. Shechal b'Shabbos or Shechal b'Chol. Mutter b'knivas yerek. You're allowed to do this knivas yerek. And mefatzim b'gozim. Yom Kippur, at the end of the day, you can start cracking the nuts. Umefarchasim b'rimonim in a mincha ulamala. Why? Minei agmas nefesh. So even though you're really preparing for after the fast, to have food, very tempting food in front of you at the end of Yom Kippur is not so gishmak. And it just can, it's agmas nefesh, and it's going to be okay. What? It is hachana b'chazal v'meikum. Ha'ocha mishum agmas nefesh v'misakein v'ein ha'ocha krov l'ino yishari. V'davke min mincha l'mala, Rashi says, shushoef u'metzap el eis achila v'ika agmas nefesh tvei. So Chazal officially matered it. And then he gives examples. Ve'ruyuda makanvi karva. Debei Rabba Gardi Kari. Kevin the Chazatakak the Habu Kamacharfi. But people were doing it before Mincha. They were doing it earlier than they were allowed to do it. Omar Lu. He said to the members of his house, sounds like Rabba. Also Igusami Marava Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan the Asar. I just got a letter from Rabbi Yochanan that says that Knivas Hayerek is Aser on Yom Kippur, and that is the Siyam of Perek Ve'elu Ksharim. Now, he didn't really get the letter, he just said that so they would listen to him. How that works exactly is not the topic of today's shir. Okay, so let's look at Tof Reish Yud Al Sebeis. So, Lamaisa, the Gemara officially allows Knivas Hayerek, which is some sort of Hachana on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. Really, it shouldn't be Mutter. Chazal matted it because anyway it's agmas nefesh and it does help you be able to eat earlier, right? That was the tour's point in the whole Hatzmana sugya. But in the end, you see that Rabba wanted to assert it on his family, and Lamaisa, the heter ends up being usher and no longer relevant. That's the tough reshit aleph sibbeis. Kol malacha shechayavim aleh b'Shabbos. Any malacha that is chayav on Shabbos. Chayav imaleh b'yom kippur, it's asur on Yom Kippur. Anything asur min ha-Torah on Shabbos, asur min ha-Torah on Yom Kippur. The chol shebishabbos patur avol asur, gam b'yom kippurim came. If it's asur midrabanan on Shabbos, it's asur midrabanan on Yom Kippur. Ela shebishabbos dono b'skila, b'yom kippurim zo dono b'kareis, like we saw in the Mishnah in Megillah. The chol shebishabbos the tautlo b'shabbos, also the tautlo b'yom kippurim. On Shabbos, on Yontif, we have all sorts of muksa things. I mean, it goes both ways, but all raw foods that are not edible, since on Yontif you could cook them, it's not going to be muksa. On Shabbos, you can't cook it, it will be muksa. Yom Kippur, you also can't cook it, so it's like Shabbos, and it will be muksa. Continues the Mechaber. V'hitiru l'kanev yerek v'levtsoa egozi min amincha ulamala. Kishachal b'chol. That's a whole discussion of the Gemara. That's not how it sounds like from our Gemara, because the Nusach in our Gemara is, according to Tani Kavasa of Yochanan, Yom Kippur Shechal Yoz B'Shabbos Mutter B'Knivas Yerek. It's all Diyun in the Amoraim over there, and I think there's different Girsos, but the Mechaber says that the theoretical Heter, which Lamaisa we'll see is no longer exists, was only for Kishechal B'Chol. And the conclusion of the Mechaber is V'Ha'idna nowadays Nagu le'esar. Nowadays, we don't do it. Okay? What's the difference if something is asar b'isr skila or b'kares? The Mishmur points out, sifkat and dalet. You punch your friend in the nose, gave him a good, juicy, bloody nose, you knocked him out for a bit. Kim le'ibid rabbi minei. Do you have to pay him for the damages? Is it chilul? Is it an isr skila that you just violated? Or an isr kares? And, okay, we're not going to discuss that too much at length. Ayin Mishabur Sifkotan Dalid. The issue has a lot to say about it in footnote 3, 4, 5. Ayin Shom for Homer. Mishabur Sifkotan Hey. He tiru lekane vayerek. What does kniva say yerek? So there's different opinions in the Rishonim. If it's like you have detached leaves of some sort of vegetable and you're cutting them so that they're now all the same size and it's easier to work with it in the evening after Yom Kippur to cook it or do with it whatever you want. And the Mishmur explains, even though you're tarach b'shul erev shuchol, he tiru k'dei shelo yitztarech l'takin akol b'erev u'tehei nafsho aguma alav. Sounds like Chazal allowed you to do it to make it easier for after the fast, but it sounds like you hear the nafsho aguma alav. Sounds like after the fast you're going to be nafsho aguma alav. Whereas the way the Rashi explains it sounds like it's an extra inui on Yom Kippur. Now Aga, they talk about you're not allowed. Chazal told us what inuyim are included in the pasuk, Chazal or the Torah or both. What inuyim are included in the pasuk of Inisim Esnaf Shaseichem. But a person can't just decide that he wants to inflict pain and the Dafka talk about sitting out in the sun or the cold. Okay, we may be sitting out in the heat, but not as a form of Tosefes Inui on Yom Kippur, just for practical corona reasons. Okay, Inui is exactly as prescribed by the Torah and Chazal. And then some explain that Knivas Yerek is washing the vegetable. That's another whole Borah Shaila about washing vegetables, which we don't have time for right now. And then they would crack the nuts. Minchah L'mala. Mishabur says, Mincha Ktana. Shu Samach La'erev. It's a couple of hours before Shkia. Musha Shadash Minadim L'saki Machal B'chol. And it looks like you're preparing for after the fast, which is better than it looks like you're preparing to eat on Yom Kippur. It's better than it looks like you're preparing to eat after Yom Kippur. Okay? And in theory, that was mutter when Yom Kippur fell out on Chol. Mishabura says, V'akishachai Yom Kippur b'Shabbos lo heitiru. Why not? K'dei shelo yavu lasos kei mikol Shabbos l'shana. Because we don't want every other Shabbos you start preparing to make your pizza party for your Malava Malka. We don't want you preparing that on Shabbos. That there's no heter for. However, Re'ad Idna Nogu Lesra, the Mechaber concludes, Mishabur explains, L'fisha B'doros HaChronim, Hitzchilu L'Kalkel, they started doing things wrong, not following the rules. U'lamar Lassos Dvarim Eilu Kodem HaMincha, they started doing it too early. L'ficha Bitlu L'heter D'Knivas Yerek, U'psiyas Egozim L'Gamre, so they got rid of the heter entirely. Let's finish up quickly the simon. Haga im nafo dleika b'yom ha-kippur, m'chas v'shom l'zafayir, muti l'hatel suda achas l'tzorech layla, k'mo shematzel b'shabes l'sudas mincha. If it's no pikuach nefesh whatsoever, nowadays we assume it's always pikuach nefesh, we put out a fire on Shabbos. But if it's mamish no pikuach nefesh, it's a little hot out in the desert, and there's no neighbors, and there's nobody home, and there's nothing there. All there is your food, and you're all by yourself, so you're allowed to take out one suda and nothing else, just like by Shabbos before Mincha. That's what you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur as well. The end of Hilchos Shabbos. When there's a fire on Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, Bo'adim b'Yom Kippur. Concludes Ramah. The minig is, because of this Knivas Yerek, where there was this heter to crack nuts open so that you can eat it right after Yontif, right after Yom Kippur. So from there, the kids stole the nuts from the parents and started playing with nuts like they play with marbles. The ein limchos biyadim afilu kodem mincha. Don't stop the kids even if they're doing it before mincha. And it came from this Knivas Yerek and this Psiyas Egozim. Therefore, the kids adopted a Yom Kippur play date called playing with nuts. Mishabura says, Dafka ala shulchan, only on the table, but not on the floor, because on the floor there's a problem, Ashriya Gumos. And what if the floor is tiled? And what if all the floors in the whole city are tiled? So that's the whole discussion over there. And that is Siman Tov Resh Yud Aleph.